And in Hebrews chapter 13, part of verse 7 and all of verse 8. Remember them which hath the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, the main part of what I want to speak about this afternoon are those famous words, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. But I also want us to see the context in which it is. That there are leaders in the church, that there were when you were young and that there are now. And they've spoken to you the word of God. And the command, therefore, is follow their faith. Consider the end of their conversation. Now, follow the faith of those who have taught you. But the content of that faith is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And consider the end of their conversation. That is to say, consider the purpose, consider the destination of the way of life that they are committed to live, which is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The faith which we hold as leaders, the faith which those who've gone before us have held, the faith which we're told that it would be good for us to take on board ourselves, is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the destiny, the destination, the purpose of the living of those who've gone before, our forefathers in the faith and our teachers, the Lord Jesus is the one who is the one to whom they're going, the one at the end of the way, the one they long to see. And the purpose, the fulfillment of all their way of life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Paul is not afraid to say, follow the faith of the preachers, follow the faith of the teachers, follow the faith of the pastors, follow the faith of the elders. I wouldn't say that of myself, but of course the encouraging thing is that the scripture command impels it upon Christian leaders to be such that others can follow their faith and be encouraged and not put off. So the command is, follow that faith. The faith that you received. The faith which you've been taught. The faith which you've observed others living. And give it a good consideration. Consider how it changed their life. Consider how it gave them a new purpose in life. Consider the eternity of where they're going to. And that this life is not the whole that they have. Follow their faith. Consider their manner of living. But the substance of it all is Jesus Christ. The same yesterday and today and forever. Well, I'd like us to consider, first of all, Jesus Christ the same. It is a wonderful thing to know that wherever we read of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, he is always the same. He's always without sin. He's always kind. He's always powerful over sin and the enemy. He always calls to everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the same. And it is the very sameness, unaltering nature of Jesus Christ that commends itself to us. In every passage of the Bible where this is the subject, because you see, we're changeable. We feel one thing one day and we feel different another. We may feel up in the morning, more likely down in the morning, and up in the afternoon. But we know that we're changeable. We know that we're getting old. We know that we are mortal. We know that this world will carry on, but we won't. That we shall die. That we shall be as the glory of grass. The glory of grass, the grass seed, the grass flower. Maybe it'll last a day, maybe it'll last a week. But even in the terms of our 40, 50, 60, 70 years, the length of the flower of the grass and the glory of the flowers is so minimal that even we can understand that compared with eternity, our 70, 80, 90 years is very little. And to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is not subject to that mortality, to know that he is immortal, to know that he is from everlasting to everlasting, to know that he has power over all, is the great strength to the soul of those who believed. That Jesus Christ is the same, and that he is the same towards us who are very changeable. Whether we're in a good mood or whether we're in a bad, and it is sinful for us to be in a bad mood, but nonetheless, the Lord Jesus Christ's affection and love towards us does not alter. And we are glad for that, that Jesus Christ is the same. There is no other Messiah, and we know and believe that Jesus is that Christ. The Jews have not discovered, for the most part, that the Messiah is Jesus. They still think he is to come. But we know that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. From the point of view of a preacher, the yesterday of Jesus Christ is the longest. In a sense it isn't. The future is the longest, but we don't know too much about that. So let us consider just very briefly Jesus Christ yesterday. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus Christ in his Godhead as the second person of the Trinity was there at the beginning and was fully involved in the beginning of this universe as we know it. It was created by him, and for him was everything created that was made. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the same as he was yesterday. He still is the one for whom creation was made. He still is the one who initially made it together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator God. The Lord Jesus Christ is also the Lord, that is to say, the Governor of hosts. He is the leader of the Lord's armies. And we see him from time to time in his pre-incarnation experiences appearing on earth and coming to different folks, Joshua, for example, and Gideon, and showing them what they must do in the battle of the Lord. But that it was the second person of the Trinity, but that it was the Lord Jesus Christ, seems to be incontrovertible. And therefore, we say that Jesus is still the leader of the Lord's people, the leader, the Lord of hosts, of the armies of God. Particularly, we think of Jesus Christ yesterday as taking human flesh, as becoming incarnate, as being the God-man. Yesterday, He was born in a unique way. He was born in the yesterday of time, though it was all those years ago. He was born perfectly God. And by the guarding of the human nature of Mary, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, that which was begotten was a holy child, a holy thing, a perfect Saviour, perfect man, and perfect God. Born of a virgin, born without sin, not having any sin sticking to him at all. And in his life, though he grew up normally, he was not normal in this way, that he never did sin. He never thought it, and neither did he do it. He is the same today as he was yesterday. And therefore, his affections towards us do not change, but there are things that his godly seed in us causing us to be born again make those who are committed to him. We are born again. We are brought into that sort of life that he had by his virgin birth. That is to say, his nature was perfect, ours is being made perfect. But that work continues in us today, for he is unchanged. He is still looking for the conversion of his people. He is still working the changes in their life that will make them sanctified and more like him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. And when we read of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels, in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, we read all sorts of wonderful things. We read, for example, of his teachings, that the crowds would stay with him all day, hanging on his lips. I no doubt have a job holding your attention for 40 minutes. No doubt wherever I speak or wherever I do children's talks, the same applies. But the crowds undoubtedly listened with great pleasure to the Lord Jesus Christ for hours on end, when he would be talking to them about spiritual things and God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit and the condition of man and his sin. All these things he made them able to understand and feel. And it is the same Saviour who speaks to us in our generation from those scriptures. And therefore, the hearts of those who hear his voice in the scriptures and in the preaching are worked upon in exactly the same way in our day as they ever were then. We are at no disadvantage living all these years that we don't see Jesus, because he works on us by that same Spirit when we read about the things that he taught. And when we see the kind things that he did, the care that he had for the sick, the care that he had for the elderly, the care that he had for the infirm, we understand that the Lord Jesus still cares for the bodies and for the souls of his people. Jesus Christ, therefore, is the same. The same as he was yesterday. Now, of course, when Paul wrote this letter, the days of Christ were some 60 years away, probably 40, 50, 60 years beforehand. And therefore, the things of yesterday were the things not only of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth, but the things of the Acts of the Apostles. What he did among them, the great changes that he'd wrought in the life of Paul, the great changes he'd wrought in the Gentiles in many places, and that he had reached into all the world, that he'd asked of the Lord, and the Lord had given him the Gentiles for his inheritance. Well, Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same yesterday. And he's the same today. Now, for each one of us, as we come into the world, and as we reflect on our persons and our beings, and we realize that we have a life, and we realize that we have a soul, and we realize that we have aches and pains, and we realize that we have sins, it is a wonderful thing ourselves to be able to approach the same Savior that we read about all those years ago. He's alive. He's been raised from the dead. He is not dead, and neither is he limited to one geographical place. But there is nowhere by his Spirit that he may not come, and therefore we may have access to him. Now, when we read our Gospels, we understand that sometimes, mostly, people came seeking Jesus and were never turned away. But there were those occasions when Jesus himself took the initiative with those who weren't seeking him and came and found them. And therefore, we may be encouraged today to know that if in our hearts, in the place of our souls, where the real us resides, that we may approach the Lord Jesus and come to him even as people came to him then. He is approachable. Not every one of those who came to him and followed him and received blessings from him became a disciple or a follower. But we may determine within ourselves that so far as lies within us, we will come before such a Saviour. We will ask him and speak to him about our own condition. We will ask him for the saving of our souls. We will ask him for our healing. We will ask him for guidance. We will ask him for help. And the same powerful Saviour, for whom all things were made, us included, and the same Creator Saviour who made all things, and the same Saviour who provides, can provide all things for us. Our situations can alter and can guide. It is a wonderful thing to be able to approach, through the gospel preaching, by the power of the Spirit, the same Saviour that all the ministries that were given to people down the years may be ours in our time. All things are yours. And Jesus Christ is the greatest of the things, so to speak, that can be accounted to us. So the Lord Jesus Christ himself never alters. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. In the Gospel according to John, and in chapter 8 and at verse 58, we read these words. Verily, verily I say unto you, this is Jesus, before Abraham was, I am. There is a declaration that Jesus was not only there before the foundation of the world, but in his turn was made known to Abraham. That Abraham knew the Saviour, that he knew the person of the Godhead. Not only was he there before Abraham was I am, but the implication is that he was known also to Abraham. And in the same way, the eternal Saviour may be made known to us. Before we were, he was. Before anybody was, he was and is. But we ourselves may come to him in covenant faith. We may come and believe upon him, and we may take his blood, and it may be shed and poured upon us upon repentance, and we may turn to him. It is intriguing that in the book of Revelation and in the opening chapters we read of the Lord Jesus Christ in this way. In chapter 1 and at verse 4, we read this. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. Now you see the order has changed. It's important that when he gives this message in Revelation, that they think of the Saviour as being with them then, which is. And then he looks back, which was, and which is to come. Where, although which is to come probably equals forever, It also has that overtone of his return, which was, which is, and which was, and which is to come. And likewise in chapter 1 and at verse 8, which is, and which was, and which is to come. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first letter of the alphabet, the last. All the contents of the whole of world, the world's being and its history, Alpha to Omega, the Lord Jesus is in it and through it and with it all. So we have Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. We talk about traumatic experiences. Post-traumatic syndrome after a birth. Traumatic experiences after an accident or a tragedy or a fire. But there were no traumatic systems to the Lord Jesus Christ when he was crucified. Being crucified, he was buried, being dead. And then he was raised again from the dead for our justification. And we may therefore declare Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and it's interesting, isn't it? He doesn't say tomorrow. He doesn't say tomorrow. We can understand yesterday because we know about the past. We can understand today because we live in the present. But we can't really understand tomorrow because we would put a limitation upon tomorrow. So the scripture inspires not yesterday, today and tomorrow, but yesterday, today and forever. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom our hearts admire, the one whom we see who was there in the past, the one with whom we have dealings today, is the same forever and forever. He is risen. And though he has the marks of his manhood upon him, the scars, yet he is unchanged and unchanging. His character is the same as it was in the foundation of the world, even though he is now the captain of salvation of a vast number of people, of all his people. But he is the same forever. And this is the thing that is encouraging to those who come to him. That he has power over all things. Now, it may be that we ourselves might put our strength, give all our money to, all our resources to all our reliance upon, something that is greater than ourselves. But that something which is greater than ourselves might also perish. But those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ have someone who never betrays that trust, who's someone who never confound or confuse that trust. If you and I put our trust in the Lord Jesus, whose past we know and whose present we know in the experience of our heart, if we put our trust in him, then it is for eternity. It is that we shall live forever with him. It is that we shall be changed and be like him. It is that we shall indeed dwell in a realm where there is no more pain, suffering, tears, crying, and that those things will have passed away. It is because this same Lord Jesus will be the sun and be the light of the heavenly place to which we are going. And though he is from everlasting to everlasting, being God, he is the same forever as he's ever been. I love the passage in which the passages in which you read of John leaning on his breast at supper, and then you find him when he sees the Lord Jesus in his risen glory as falling at his feet. But the Lord Jesus immediately lifts him up. And so it is that this Lord Jesus Christ doesn't change because he's powerful, doesn't change because he's been exalted to the highest place in heaven and earth. He doesn't suddenly become different. They say it sometimes about deacons, that when they become important people in the church, they change. There was the perception among the staff at TBS that when a man went on the committee, he changed. And so it is true. I suppose we all know people who, when they've got promotion of some sort, have changed. And they've got a bit big for their boots. And they've not been so nice as they were. And perhaps they want to know us because we are lower beings. But none of this applies to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is unchanged to those who trust in him. Whether they're young or whether they're old, we throw our trust in the Lord Jesus. And now he's in the glory. He doesn't change. He still has the same feelings towards his disciples, the same feelings towards those who believe because of their teaching, and those who followed the teaching of others. He has the same feelings towards us now in the glory as he had towards those early disciples. As we find him now, so we will find him in the glory forever and ever. Accepting our persons, loving our souls, pleading for our case, making sure his blood covers, if that's the proper way of putting it, covers all our sins at all times, never changing in his devotion towards us. And so Paul is not afraid to say to those who are following, those who are younger perhaps, follow the faith of those who preach the gospel to you, have introduced the scriptures to you, have talked about the Lord Jesus Christ to you. Consider what they lived for. Consider the values that they have. Consider how they put Christ before all things in their life. Consider that. Follow their faith. Consider it. And that faith can be best explained as being Jesus Christ all in all. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. If any of us are not committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, I can think of no greater encouragement for being committed. You feel yourself to be a sinner. You feel yourself to be unworthy. Unworthy to be alongside the most pure and perfect person that ever existed. You feel that you don't know what he might think about you, but you know what he thinks about you. He died for his people. And therefore, you may confess your sin. You may flee to him. You may seek his change. You may seek him to make you what you have not been in the past. But you may seek him for his friendship and for his love, for his guidance, for his help, for his presence. That you may everlastingly turn to him as a refuge. That you may resort to him continually. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. And though we had no yesterday, not in the sense that Jesus did, we do have today. But today is the entrance to eternity. And may we find it so. Amen.